return to open session. The discussions and deliberations during the closed session were restricted to those stated in the motion, and no formal action was taken by the board in closed session. Now, returning to the agenda, do I hear a motion with regard to any further action the board desires to take? And we'll list that action item action item 3.3 as a motion to approve the Honor College site selection and authorize the purchase of 1580 Normal Street for the sum of $240,000. Is that correct, Regent Dennison?
Correct.
We have a motion on the floor, seconded by Regent Johnson. Call for any discussion. All those in favor of that action, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay.
Nay.
Rest your nay from Regent Dodds and Regent Minner. It has approved. It has been approved. We have a second matter for consideration, which we'll style as action item 3.4 in the executive committee. This would be a resolution authorizing the university to proceed with condemnation of 1590 Normal Street pursuant to KRS 164.410, (1). I hear a motion from a member of the regents.
So moved.
Moved by Regent Poynter. Hear a second. Second by Dr. Bell. Any other discussion?
Should the motion state that we authorize the purchase by authorizing the attorney to make the process even up to requiring eminent domain? In other words, we hope to avoid eminent domain, but I think the motion said eminent domain. We want to include the purchase up to and including eminent domain.
Well, I think
you'll
want us to talk to you on how.
Yes,
we would need to come back to the board to consummate the transaction anyway.
Otherwise, you don't have a motion that you can go to court.
So if we get a resolve,
I had a motion by Mr. Porter.
Okay.
On this one. Okay, and are you seconding? Seconded by Regent Johnson. For clarification, I have a motion by Regent Porter, seconded by Regent Johnson, to approve a resolution authorizing the university to proceed with condemnation of 1590 Normal Drive pursuant to KRS 164.410, (1).
Did we not have the second by Dr. Bale on that?
All right.
You did, but
that's,
I'm more than happy.
No.
We take it
a second. Okay, all right.
I didn't hear anything.
All right. We're trying. So we have now, let me restate for clarification, a motion by Regent Porter, a seconded by Regent Bell. Sorry, Mr. Johnson. Is the board straight on that? We're ready to proceed with any discussions on that matter. Hearing no discussion, I call for the vote. All those in favor, aye. Opposed, no. Register no votes by Dodds and Minner. That action is now approved. We now have concluded the executive committee portion of the agenda. We move into other business. Do you want to comment on those items? You want to?
They're mostly calendar items. Let me get my page open here. Sorry. You all know about commencement weekend, Friday night graduate, undergraduate on Saturday, three ceremonies, as has been the case in recent years. Ms. McDonald will be in touch with you about acknowledging those who can participate in which ceremonies. If we get in a bind and only a couple of you sign up for a particular ceremony, we may come back to you to even it out so that we can have sufficient board representation at each ceremony. And I believe you cannot be there on Friday night, is that correct?
That's
and
correct.
So the vice chair will preside at the graduate ceremony on Friday. We will have our special board meeting on the 21st to address and presumably approve our budget. That will also be a meeting where we will have an extended discussion of academic fees, the board retreat, and right now we're planning on having the Thursday functions for the board retreat in Glasgow and come back to the Regents' Room for the Friday morning regular quarterly board meeting. But Thursday afternoon and evening we'll be in Glasgow and we'll be back in touch with specifics for those activities. And then the trusteeship conference on September 12 and 13. Julia, do we know where that is? That in Louisville? Has that been set? Okay. All right. And then quarterly meetings through the fall and December. Friday, Saturday, 10, 11. Provost Emsley?
Quick addendum to the commencement activities. And you're interested on May 2nd at 6:30 p.m. is the Glasgow Graduand reception at the Theater in Glasgow. On May 9th at 6 p.m., I think that's Thursday, the WKU Owensboro commencement. And the WKU Elizabethtown commencement at 2 p.m. on May 12th, that's the Sunday. Any students wish to attend, just let our office know.
Saturday. It's yeah, I think it's 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon in Van Meter. Is that correct, Jeff? Yes.
We've now concluded our agenda. Without further ado, we're adjourned.